Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is 5:30 and it is Monday, April 29th. Thanks for being here. We're coming off of the weekend. So good to be with you guys. Hopefully it was a good one. How you doing this morning?
Hey, great to see you. It was an awesome weekend. Was out of town for a wedding. It was the perfect wedding on Saturday night. Great trip out of town to Anaheim. And before that, on Saturday morning, we had Walk for Wishes. And what a great Saturday morning we had out there.
Yeah, we raised a lot of money for Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada and saw so many of you out there supporting. And it was really fun time. I was a little worried on Friday when we were getting some rain. I'm like, oh no, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. And it was just perfect. It was a little chill in the air, but it was perfect. And so good to see so many people. And we love our friends over at Make-A-Wish. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great time out there. And thank you for everyone that joined us. I know you said you're going out doing some birthday dinners, celebrations on Saturday night. How things go for you?
Well, my weekend was really good. Both my daughters were back in town. And Friday night, we went out to dinner, just the four of us. I'm like, have you been to any of these claw places where you like have all the claw machines in there and you get like stuffed animals and stuff?
I see it through your Instagram stories, and I saw some of them on Friday night. You were winning some claws, and what you showed me on Saturday, because I didn't see that picture, but you showed me on Saturday, I was blown away with that thing you won.
It was so fun. We've only been twice, and there's a place we like to go to called The Claw that it's like on Flamingo and like Decatur area, and we set a set amount of money that we're like, we're only spending this much on tokens. And you go from claw machine to claw machine and you grab things. And the way they have the machine set up, they're like not like rigged. You can get claw. You can get stuff with the claw. And my youngest is so good at it. She just keeps coming over with stuff, like more stuff. And so we ended up getting a bunch of stuff. And at the end of the night, you have all these stuffed animals, but then you can upgrade them for either bigger stuffed animals or other kind of prizes. And so we ended up upgrading because both of my daughters together got so many. We got like this gigantic Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, and then this gigantic Winnie the Pooh, and I'm like, what are we going to do with this? But they love them, and we had so much fun doing it. Like, that's my kind of gambling. I actually really enjoy that.
There's something, have you ever won a big stuffed animal? I remember once we were on a class trip to Hershey Park. This is in Pennsylvania. It's a theme park, and I won this gigantic moon. I don't know what I did, but it was a huge stuffed animal, And that stuffed animal is still in my parents' basement. Are you guys going to keep that those giant stuffed animals?
Well, I mean, I don't know what we would do with it. I don't see us giving it away to anyone. And so one of them is on my my oldest daughter's bed. The other's on my youngest daughter's bed. And I don't know. It was so much fun. We had a great time. And then Saturday night, we went out to dinner for my official birthday dinner since my birthday was on a Monday. And some friends of ours met up with us and I can't wait to tell you guys what they got me. Like, I started crying. I couldn't believe it. And there's a whole story behind it. So we'll have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about this.
Morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was a good one. We are seriously so excited for you guys to be joining us this morning. We've got a lot of cool prizes to give away, including your Justin Timberlake tickets. On the way with the Mega Minute right around 7:30 this morning. So let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic?
Pump up the jam. Pump it up while your feet are thumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the rider jumping.
Do you want to hear Counting Blue Cars by Dishwalla?
Tell me all your thoughts on God. Tell me, am I very far?
Or do you want to hear Listen to Your Heart by DHT?
Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do.
And those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what did you find out about your neighbors, maybe by accident? You didn't want to know it. You didn't need to know it, but you found out about it. I learned something about mine over the weekend. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it.
Yeah.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Sometimes you learn things about your neighbors that you're like, I didn't need to know that. I probably shouldn't have overheard that. It all started on Thursday of last week. I got home. Thursday was one of those rare days I had nothing going on, had a headache. I was like, I'm going to lay down for a little while. So I laid down and I could hear some noise outside. It's very faint, but I hear it. And it progressively gets louder and louder. And I'm like, what is that?
Take it easy.
Then it's like full on blasting. I'm like, is that Take It Easy? Wow. Who's listening to music so loud? Then it goes into... I'm like, oh, someone's listening to... The Eagles? Okay, I'm sure this is just temporary.
Sounds like the greatest hits album right here.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden...
Welcome to
Like, what? Like, okay, maybe they're house cleaning, maybe the music's blasting, whatever. No big deal. Saturday, same thing. I'm so looking forward to my little Saturday nap. All of a sudden, I go to lay down. What is happening?
Is this the only album that they have? Is the Eagles' Greatest Hits?
That's
come to your neighbor's
all
house?
They're listening to, and they're listening to it so loud.
Deep cut here.
Yeah. I'm like, I did not know this, but my neighbors love the Eagles.
Tell me, did you hear Witchy Woman?
Witchy Woman? Of course I did. I mean, it was so loud. And so I open, we have like a balcony off of our bedroom. I go and I open it to try to figure out which house this is coming from.
Uh-huh.
And I found out it's on the street behind us, like two houses down. I'm literally standing out there with like my neck outstretched, like, oh, where is this coming from? And then I could finally place it. Have you learned something about your neighbors that maybe you didn't want to learn? 702-364-9400.
That's it. Deep cuts, too. When you get Witchy Woman, my gosh, they are diehard Eagles
fans. They are fans, and I never heard this until Thursday and then again on Saturday.
I know my neighbors love red meat because it was during the pandemic, or like post-pandemic. I pulled into the driveway, and there's a big box. And I walked up to it, and it was either Omaha Steaks or Butcher Block. It was one of the home meat delivery services. I'm like, whoa, did someone send us some steaks, some meat during the pandemic, so we don't have to go to the grocery store? This is great. Thought it was a gift. Look at the address. It's my neighbor next door. So I got to pick up the big box and walk over and ring the doorbell. And hey, got your meat right here. He's like, oh, thank you. So my neighbors next door, they are meat eaters and have at it. They had some Omaha steaks delivered their way.
How dare you touch my meat? You stay there and leave my meat alone.
You want some meat? I got it right here. Like, what are you talking about, you pervert?
That's one thing my neighbors will learn about me is if they're packaging. Just get mistakenly delivered to my front door, I will inevitably open them on accident because I just don't look at the address. Uh-huh. And that's so bad. And that's happened to me before where I got a package, I opened it up, and it was like some man's button-up shirt and like a pair of slacks, like not in the style my husband would wear at all. I'm like, so I look at him, I'm like, and I ask him, I'm like, did you order this? And he's like, no. And then I looked at the address. I'm like, oops. This was for next door.
Do you box it back up or just?
I took it back over. I apologized. I said, I am so sorry I didn't look at the box. But I think this is yours. And the man was like, oh, okay, thank you. And I was like, love your taste in button-ups. Love.
Just that your taste in music.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2049.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here on this Monday morning. It is April 29th. Wow, what a weekend. You did some traveling this weekend.
Yeah, we went to a wedding in Anaheim, and it was one of Laura's coworkers, one of our friends, and it was just an awesome wedding. Fantastic time out there on Saturday night. But the thing is, though, anytime that Laura and I travel, we always bring our pets with us. We have two dogs, a Australian cattle dog and a Chihuahua, and we always travel with. And because of that, there's always a little anxiety on my end going into these trips. What's the hotel going to be like? We went to a wedding in October that was pet friendly, which was great. It was in downtown LA. So the only problem was when we went to take the dog out, we had to walk like 3 or 4 blocks to find a spot for them to go to the bathroom. This past weekend in Anaheim, right by Disneyland, hotel was great, pet friendly. Walked out in front of the hotel, and it was a grassy area. It was perfect, but there's always this anxiety going into it. What's the accommodations are going to be like? How are the dogs going to be? Pet people, do most people travel with their pets, or what are you doing when you leave town? When you had Max and Molly, would you put them in a kennel, or would you travel with your dogs?
No, we never traveled with them. Like, that's just too hard.
It is.
And I don't think it's fair to the animals, too, because I think it gives them anxiety. If you're in a car, it might be a little different. I just was thinking whenever we would travel, we would go by plane. And I just thought that was, like, so much for them. The way they acted, they hated it. So we would always get a house sitter, a pet sitter, who would stay at our house so they were in their familiar environment. That, you know, they played with them, they ate their food in their bowls, they did their thing, they had a little anxiety because we weren't there, mm-hmm. but yeah, we never traveled with them, because it really limits where you can go, when you can go, why you can go. It really is hard.
It is. And for the most part, we do make it work, but there have been trips where we've passed on, or maybe Laura just went, or I just went because of the dogs. Anaheim, we drove, so they love being in the car. We have flown with both dogs. Zoe's an amazing flyer. She has this little case that we put her in, and she just sleeps the entire time. Jax, we have to bring on the plane if we do fly with him, and he just kind of sits there or falls asleep on the ground. But it's that whole process of staying in the hotel, and maybe we'll get into it later on, but at one point, Zoe had to go to the bathroom. Like, she wasn't pooping. And at one point, I go to take her out, and I'm walking her down the hallway. And the DECA convention, a bunch of DECA kids were there in this hotel. And these girls are like, oh, my gosh, your Chihuahua is so sweet. Zoe pooped in the hallway. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would have anxiety about that too.
I'm like, Zoe, that is not very ladylike. What are you doing? And the girls just start laughing and you clean it up and everything. But it's like, oh gosh, how embarrassing.
Steph, do you travel with your dogs?
Sometimes with Momo. He's really good on the plane, but it's a hassle getting him to the airport, making sure he goes before. So we do half and half. We'll take him and then we'll leave him.
There's fees too when you fly too with your pets too as well. Same with staying in hotels. There's fees.
They're more expensive than us.
Yeah, sometimes they are.
Well, you can't like go to certain places. Like you probably can't go overseas with your dog.
Jack's going to Paris.
You'll never be able to go to like Hawaii. Don't you need a special like application to take your dog to Hawaii?
Yeah, pretty. And that's something I found out literally like 2 days before we were flying to Hawaii, and
yeah.
I had to call on a friend at the last minute to watch our Lily, our Chihuahua back then. So, yeah, it's interesting when traveling with pets. We've got what's trending coming up next. What do you got for us?
Well, Travis and Taylor take Las Vegas. We'll tell you what they were doing here in town. It's all coming up in what's trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are trending this morning. Man, they come to town. It's like everybody was freaking out. The couple hit Las Vegas and were the talk of the town on Friday night. They hit Easy's Cocktail Lounge inside the Aria Resort and a casino. They had some drinks with their friends, Patrick and Brittany Mahomes. Hung out with them again on Saturday. This time, it was at Patrick's 15 and Mahomes Foundation Golf Classic Gala at the Bellagio. She even helped to raise some money when Travis hit the stage and made the announcement of something that they would put up for auction.
I was just talking to my significant other. And we might have one other auction item that wasn't on the docket. Has anybody heard of the Eras Tour?
Oh.
There might be a fun gig where there are four tickets to the New Orleans, Miami, or Indianapolis dates. When the Eras Tour comes back to the United States, does that fire anybody up right now?
Yeah, those four tickets, it fired someone up because they ended up selling for $80,000.
Oh, I was watching some of that footage from Saturday night, and it was so funny because when the auctioneer then took over, he placed the first bid on the tickets. He did the opening bid because he was so excited to try to get the tickets as well.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, here's the thing. So Friday night, we went out to dinner at Din Tai Fung over at Aria.
Yeah.
And like there just seemed like a buzz in the air, and we're like, what's going on? Is there like there's something going on? Like it just, I don't know, just seemed like very happy, excited. We're leaving, we're walking out, we're like, yeah. We jump on our phones, find out Taylor Swift is there. I'm like, we walked by that bar.
Did you really?
We walked by that bar. Because I was looking for a Megabucks machine because I thought, hey, it's my birthday. I'm going to be lucky. Play Megabucks. I couldn't find one. But I remember walking by that bar and my girls were like on the verge of tears. They're like, we were probably feet away from Taylor Swift and we had no idea.
So when you got, I'm sorry, you get in your car, you open your phones and you see that they were already posting that she's inside the hotel
at
that point?
We were actually, it was a little while after because we went to the Claw place and we were playing the Claw. And then after we got in our car, after the Claw, we got on our phones.
You were there
saw.
In the same building
and
as her.
My husband's like, should we go back? I'm
yes.
like, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But at that point, it was done. So I may have been feet away from Taylor Swift and had no idea.
Oh, what if you walked right by her? You just weren't paying attention. You're involved in the conversation with the girls and Matt. And you walk right by Taylor Swift.
I'm like, excuse me. Out of my way, please.
Yeah, there's plenty of video of them. Look, they had a great time, too, at that auction on Saturday night.
Yeah, that was so cool. So, yeah, they had a nice little time here and raise some money for charity.
All right, here we go. It's now time for Heads Up, and we need caller 20. So call us at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, which is so much fun. And check out what you're playing for.
We are giving you a pair of tickets to Particle Inc. House of Shattered Prisms at the Luxor. It's an all-new 360-degree experience that's opened. It's a one-of-a-kind. It really like takes you on this mind-bending trip into the second, they say the 2.5th dimension, and it's like stepping into a graphic novel come to life. So if you want to check out this mixed reality experience, it's going to be amazing. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. You pick your category and and your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Danielle, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we've got these Particle Ink tickets for you. This is going to be a really cool show. Pick a category. Do you want to go with To the Rescue, 5, 6, 7, 8, Outfit of the Day, Rhythm of Life, or Pixar?
Outfit of the Day.
Outfit of the Day. Zipper Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with clothes, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I will pick Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Danielle, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win.
Wait, hold on. I just lost my paper. Oh, okay, got it.
We
okay.
All set?
Yes.
All right, Danielle, 60 seconds. Get six correct, you win. And ladies, you start now.
You put these on before you put your shoes on.
Socks.
Yes. If you don't have a zip up, you might have one of these instead.
Pullover.
No, it's the little knobs go into the hole. You might have to sew one of these on. I lost a what on my shirt?
Button.
Yes. If you are wearing a sweatshirt, but there's a thing on the back that covers your head, what's the thing that covers your head?
Hoodie.
Yeah. Yes. This is, you might tear these off as soon as you buy something new.
Tag.
Yes. I'm not wearing flats. I'm wearing these shoes that hurt my feet. They've got like they're 6-inch stiletto.
High heels.
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass this.
10 seconds.
You take a needle and you put this in it. You put it in the hole to sew.
A
needle and what?
Thread.
Like if you had two more seconds, you would have won.
Oh, shoot.
Danielle, you did so well, too. I'm so sorry. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe it's just Monday. I was feeling a little slower than usual. I feel like that was totally my fault on
these
that
guys
one.
Were so close.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Danielle. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to win a pair of tickets to Particle Inc., House of Shattered Prisms at the Luxor. Caller 20 gets the tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
Do you want to get into the whole Steph situation and the anxiety she's facing right now?
Yeah, as we talked about before, like Steph, she's in like 7 billion weddings this year, and she has one coming up this weekend, and she is the matron of honor. She has to give a speech. And she's freaking out. Why is she freaking out? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. Do you do something for a living that you get paid for? This is your job. But when you're not doing this for a paycheck, you hate doing it. You don't do it. It sounds like, Steph, you speak for a living, but you don't like speaking when it's not with the microphone in front of your face. Or maybe in this case, it's just period.
Yeah, I'm nervous this weekend. My best friend's wedding's on Saturday, and I have to make a speech. And you'd think that since I speak for a living, that I would be, oh, this is easy cake, public speaking, you got this. I was actually terrified last night. I finished writing my speech, and I was like, I gotta practice, you know? So I call James in, and I'm practicing in front of him. And James, he speaks so well. He was an officiant for our best friend's wedding. He's like, I hate to tell you this, babe. After I'm done practicing, I feel like, okay, I got the nerves out. He goes, it's sounding a little too producery. I'm like, what do you mean?
Producery. I've never heard that used as an adjective before. Producery.
Yeah, it's sounding a little, he's like, it's manufactured. He's like, where's the fun in it? Where's the life in it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's not good, huh? He's like, it's okay. I give it a 7 out of 10.
So, ooh, yeah.
So now I'm freaking out and I'm editing my stuff. He's telling me what I need to do to implement the speech and make it better. But man, I am freaking out over my speech this Saturday.
Well, a couple things. I did one best man speech for my buddy Gil. And I had the thing written out a couple months in advance. So this is great that you have it written out in advance, but it gives you time to make some tweaks. But the thing is, for me, don't have it memorized to the point where it sounds like muscle memory when you're giving the speech. You don't want it to sound rehearsed. You want it to sound natural. So maybe add some funny stories, but don't sit here and rehearse it over and over, because by the time you give the speech, it's going to be like, oh, Steph, practice the speech over and over. Secondly, my only piece, my biggest piece of advice is don't drink. Do it sober. Do it sober.
Not happening.
Maybe I do need a drink to lighten up. She just texted us saying, all right, here's the schedule. Your speeches is going to be around 8 p.m. and Steph, you're going last. So not only that, I got to beat the end. I'm the last.
You're the closer.
I'm the closer of all of them. Oh, I'm freaking out.
Oh, man. Have you ever been in that situation where you had to do what you do for a living off the clock and you hated it and you're not good at it? 702-364-9400. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
What is it for you?
Yeah, so I'm a full-time Uber driver here in Las Vegas for 2 years. And I still get nervous when I pick up people, strangers, and I would never do that off of a clock. I'm getting paid to do it. And it's just nerve-wracking because I have to go around. I don't know who the heck I'm going to pick up. But when you're creeping around in a sketchy neighborhood, you just, the thoughts are just running through your mind of, oh my gosh, who am I picking up?
Like, I can't believe I'm literally getting a stranger and putting them in the backseat of my car. No, I totally, I've thought about that with Uber drivers. Like, they don't know me and here they are picking me up. How nice of them, Sandy. I have a bunch of friends who are chefs. They never cook at home. They never cook. I would always make the joke like, man, your family must be so happy that you get to, they get to eat all this amazing stuff. And they're like, yeah, right. I come home. They eat cereal. I'm not cooking.
I ain't cooking.
Are you kidding me?
Cooking all week long. Hey, it's Monday, so we got Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. Your chance to win a $600 diamond pendant from Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers if you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, and that happens in about 15. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It's Monday, so we got Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. Your chance to win a $600 diamond pendant from Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers if you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, and that happens in about 5 minutes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Well, some sad news, but happy too, from the Las Vegas Aces this morning. After a historic 16-year career, saw 3 WNBA championships, 2 MVP awards, a pair of Olympic gold medals. Candace Parker has announced her retirement. The Las Vegas Aces, they released a statement saying that they're thankful for the role that she played in the 2023 WNBA championship season and just for giving everyone the opportunity to watch one of the goats of the game over the past 2 decades. She made a statement on social media. She said, I promised I'd never cheat the game and that I'd leave it in a better place than I came into it. The competitor in me always wants one more, but it's time, she said. My heart and my body knew, but I needed to give my mind time to accept it. She's been dealing with a foot injury. She dealt with that through the 2023 season. She had surgery for her foot. She was sidelined in July for the remainder of the Aces championship winning season. So it sounds like it was time, and just seriously one of the greatest athletes in that game.
Really is. Greatest athletes maybe of all time. You did her resume right there. I didn't realize you said 2-time gold medal winner.
Yeah.
Oh,
2 Olympic
gosh.
Gold medals, 2008 and 2012.
What a career. And you know, she's obviously not done with the game. Would she go on to coaching, broadcasting? I think she can probably do whatever she wants to do, but she leaves behind a legacy, which is cool.
Yeah. She is definitely one of the goats of the game. So bummed, but happy for her at the same time. Also this morning, I don't know what to think about this. What is your take about people who cry on the internet, who post videos of themselves crying or tearful? Fans are like really worried because Justin Bieber, he posted some selfies of himself crying on Instagram on Saturday night. He had a bunch of different pictures on social media, and his eyes were all watering, and there was also some other ones of him like performing on stage, and he didn't put a caption with it. So people are like, what is this about? His wife, Haley Baldwin Bieber, she made a statement saying there's no divorce and no truth to that rumor. She made a comment on there like, what a beautiful crier or something like
yeah,
that.
I saw that. Yeah,
so weird. The sources are saying there's no truth to them divorcing. Have you ever posted a picture of yourself crying?
I have not. And hey, it's your social media.
Yeah.
You do what you want to do. But if it's the attention grab, I don't get. Just tell me why you're crying. Okay. Oh, it's something wrong. Let us know why you're crying. You post a picture of yourself crying. Then we got to try to read into it. What's going on? What's wrong? Or someone posts, I really need your prayers right now. Listen, I'll send you my prayers, but I also want to know what's going on with you. What's happening in your world right now?
If you're
going
to put it out there, like, you don't have to tell everyone everything. I get that. But there's obviously something you want people to know if you're going to put that out
yep.
there. So
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, yeah, like, is it an attention thing? Is it hoping that people ask and then you'll tell them? Yeah, I'm not sure. So I thought it was really interesting that he posted that picture of himself crying.
Maybe that's something we post today, us crying. We just got to make each other cry. That's the only thing.
I don't know. I can't just turn on the tears. I have a hard time with that. I did cry on Saturday night. I did, but it was happy tears when I opened the present that my friends got me for my birthday. I couldn't believe it.
And we're gonna get into this. We said like around 8:30 or so, right? Later on.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna post the video of me opening it. I'm still working on that. I gotta edit it, but I'm gonna post the video on my Instagram of me opening it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was completely shocked.
This is a reaction video, what we're going to see?
Yeah,
okay.
So I'll post that in a little bit. Finally, this morning, you take daily showers. I know you do. Like
sometimes three times a day. Yeah,
a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that's really bad for us. And that means like dermatologists. Dermatologists are saying that daily showers are not needed and that it could actually strip away your skin's microbiome if you shower too much. That microbiome plays a huge role in protecting our skin, helps with anti-aging. It helps. So like the more you shower, the more like you age faster.
What?
If you do that.
No
yeah.
more showering 3 times a day.
I'm not showering once a week for me.
Get ready for smelly JC. All right, let's do it. It is time for Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. We've got for you the $600 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers.
And if you think you can guess a song faster than I can, we want to hear from you. Caller 20 right now. We're going head to head. I would love to see someone beat me. It's happened before. It's happened twice. I thought last week, maybe, when you guys told me that they got it, so excited, but I beat them by just a couple of seconds. So caller 20 right now, you're playing Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday for a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Early in the morning, rising to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mix 94.1, it is 7:01. It's time for Beat Mercedes, and we have our contestant on the phone, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
Great.
Great. Good. I like to hear that. Well, hopefully good enough to win yourself a $600 diamond pendant. It's Minden Monday, and we are ready to play. Hopefully you get this. I'm going to head out. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
All right,
I'm out.
Mercedes is taking her headphones. Let me turn off her studio so we can't hear anything from there. All right, Jennifer, you know how the game works. We're going to start the song, and as soon as you know what it is, just shout out, got it, got it, got it. We immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify it by artist and title. Now, if the song goes 20 seconds, we're going to stop it automatically, and you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me turn this off here. The next sound you hear will be the actual song itself, and that starts now.
Lately, I've been losing.
Okay, stop the clock at 3.4 seconds. Very impressive. Jennifer, what do you have?
I'm going blank now.
Oh!
Darn it!
She stopped the clock so fast with confidence.
She knew it, but she can't get the words out.
I know.
Okay.
That's a great strategy,
though. I know
though.
The song.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are shouting at the radio. Great strategy, stopping the clock immediately. Hold on 1 second. Let's bring in Mercedes here. Put you on hold. Hold on here. All right. Mercedes is coming back into her studio. Let's see what we got here. Bring this on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. That was very fast.
Jennifer.
I had to go to the printer and get something off the printer, and then all of a sudden I see Steph waving at me, and I was like, oh my gosh, that happened way too fast.
All right, let me reset all the clocks here, Mercedes. I'm going to start the song. As soon as you know it, shout out, got it, okay?
Oh gosh, okay.
Ready? And it starts now.
Got it.
Okay.
One Republic, Counting Stars.
Is that a question or a statement?
Is that the name of the song? Counting Stars? Counting Stars. Yeah, Counting Stars.
Counting Stars. Counting Stars. Okay,
yeah.
Mercedes, you are correct. You stopped the clock at 1.7 seconds.
Okay.
Jennifer was very fast at stopping the clock. She stopped the clock at 3.4 seconds and did it, and she drew a blank. She didn't know what it was. So, Mercedes, once again.
Oh, man.
You're the winner.
The game that I want to win, but I hate to win. You know, how can you have a love-hate relationship with a game? It's great when I win, but then I feel bad for winning.
Don't feel bad. It's your job. You're paid to win. And Jennifer was so strong at 3.4 seconds.
That was so fast.
She's like, stop.
Oh, man, this is going to be the week that they take me down. So that $600 diamond pendant just got bigger. $700 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. The best place to get your jewelry. So, next Monday, we'll do it again.
Do it all over again. Hey, coming up this hour, 7:30, the Mega Minute. When you conquer it, tickets to go see Justin Timberlake.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
It is time for Dumb Question Amnesty. What is that? It's basically our way. It's not heads up. It's Dumb Question Amnesty. It's like your chance to ask the dumbest question you've always had in your mind without judgment. We're doing this on Monday because I got a dumb question to ask this morning.
Okay.
Like, really dumb, and I don't want to be judged on it. So if you have a dumb question that you do not want to get judged on, 702-364-9400 is our number. Okay, so there was some, like, 80s movie on the other day that I had never seen before, and my husband was watching it, and there was a bunch of guys in a locker room. And they were like, you could see their butts, but not their privates. They were wearing, I know it's called a jock strap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question number one for my dumb question amnesty. Don't judge me. One, do guys still wear jock straps? Is that still a thing? And two, why isn't there anything covering the butt? Like, it literally is a like buttless underwear. So why just not wear really tight underwear if you're worried about things like flopping around? Why is the butt free and you have like these things underneath your butt? I just don't understand it. Can someone please answer that for me?
Guys, feel free to join in at 702-364-9400. So with the jock strap, if they're wearing it for sports, you can. That's where you put the cup inside of it to protect your privates. So the front,
like
of it,
a cup.
Yeah, so it's called a cup. So a lot of guys would wear
that you drink out of.
No, it's like a plastic cup that goes over your privates, over your testicles and everything, covers your privates. So if you get a baseball hits you down there, it's like a helmet for your pinata area.
I did not know you put a cup in there.
So you'll have the
not a glass.
No, you put a cup, plastic cup. So you have the jock strap, and it's an opening in the front of it, and you would slide the cup inside your jock strap, and a lot of guys would put that over their underwear. So they put their underwear on first, and then they put the jock strap on to put their cup inside there. And so that's why there's just two straps to kind of keep it not so much material in the back, because you already have underwear. But then you have a lot of guys who don't like wearing a cup when they play sports. I didn't like wearing it. I didn't wear one when I played sports. But some guys would just put on the jock strap to keep things in place. But they have underwear now that really hold things in place. You really don't need the jock strap just to hold your stuff in place.
Do people still wear them?
I think what you're seeing from an 80s movie is because the guys were putting the cup inside there because they're playing some kind of sport.
Did you like knock on the cup when you were little? I would totally knock on it.
It was a cup check, and you would do that in football.
Knock, knock, knock.
You'd be standing there. Sometimes a buddy would come by and go, cup check, and hit you. And if you didn't have your cup on, you'd buckle over in pain.
This is fascinating. Thank you for not judging me. Dumb Question Amnesty is on at 702-364-9400. We have Linda on the phone. Linda, there's no judgment in here. Ask the question you've always wanted to ask. And if we know the answer, we'll tell you. Hopefully, if we don't, someone else will be able to. What's your question?
Okay. So this seems crazy, but do giraffes make a sound? Like, what sound do they make?
Do giraffes make a sound?
Well, their necks are so long. Like, do they make sound?
That is the best question ever, Linda. I've never even thought about that.
Okay.
Do you know if a giraffe makes a sound?
We actually have a sound effect of a giraffe in here. But before we play it, because I don't know what kind of sound they make, but we do have a sound effect of a giraffe. So why don't we all predict what a giraffe would sound like? So, Mercedes, what do you think a giraffe sounds like?
Let me think here. That's what I think a giraffe sounds like.
See, I would go lower.
Okay. That long neck and all?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out. What does a giraffe sound like? Here we go. I feel like I was kind of close.
I feel like I was close.
No, that wasn't deep. Mine was
I felt like that was deep.
Well, there you go, Linda. Don't question Amnesty. Is it what you thought it would sound like?
No, that is scary. That is horrifying.
A Dumb Question Amnesty. If you have any other questions, 702-364-9400.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Renee, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are great. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, it was very nice.
All right. Let's make it like an even better Monday. We want to get you these Justin Timberlake tickets with a Mega Minute this morning. Are you ready to do this?
Nervous, but yes.
Okay.
All right, Renee, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Where is the Great Barrier Reef located?
Australia.
Yes. What U.S. city is the most populated?
New York.
Yes. What is the name of the fictional city where Stranger Things is set? What former celebrity was known to wear an all-denim outfit to the 2001 AMAs?
Beyonce?
No. What animal is Tom from Tom and Jerry?
Cat.
Yes. What chemical is added to swimming pools to kill germs?
Chlorine.
Yes. Spiced ham is also known as this canned food brand that is popular in Hawaii.
Bam.
Yes. I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole is the theme to which 90s TV show?
Pass.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
Yes. The Trevi Fountain is a landmark in which city?
Oh,
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry, Renee. Those were tough. We got hung up on them. Yeah, I would have blanked out on this, even though I've watched the series, every season of it. The fictional name, fictional city where Stranger Things is set, that's Hawkins.
Oh, that's right.
The former celebrity that was known to wear an all-denim outfit to the 2001 AMAs. It could have been Justin Timberlake or Britney Spears. They wore it together. I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole is the theme song to which 90s TV show? That was Dawson's Creek. And the Trevi Fountain, she didn't even get a chance to answer. That's located in Rome, which means, alas, the Mega Minute has taken another victim. Darn it. Caller 20, though. Right now, you'll get these tickets to see Justin Timberlake. His Forget Tomorrow World Tour shows up to the T-Mobile Arena in May, and you are going if you're caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Okay, guys, I am very excited about this. I don't know if you guys feel the same way or if you think this is a terrible idea, but we've talked about this before. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, he's listening to fans, and he's kind of mulling plans here to add an extra regular season game to the schedule so that the Super Bowl would fall on the three-day President's Day weekend.
That's fantastic. That's a great move right there. Let's
fans
do it.
Fans have wanted this quote-unquote holiday the day after the game for years. So it's great news if you're a fan. Is there anyone that's like, no, leave it the same. Just do it that way. We're all designed to go to work on Monday just really tired from the Super Bowl. Is anyone like not for this? The only hurdle, it's going to be negotiating the changes with the NFL Players Association and getting the owners on board. Employers around the U.S. would probably love the idea since the call-out rate for the Monday after the big game is very, very high.
But then we're adding an extra game. We're not pushing the start back a week.
No, we're adding a game.
Which means more. A bigger toll on the players. Would the players then have an issue with this by adding a game where they want more money because now they're playing more in a season?
Very true. I mean, maybe you throw something extra at them because they'll be making more money at the stadiums by selling more tickets, things like that. So maybe you do throw some extra cash their way. Also this morning, I know neither of you have kids, but if you did have kids, would you take them to concerts? Do you think... And what's the youngest age you think a kid should go to a concert?
I would take my kids to a concert. Not as a baby, though. I would probably wait until they were maybe 11, 12 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. What about you, Steph?
I'd probably do like 8 years old. 8 years old is probably when I went to my first concert, and that was NSYNC. So that was a fun one. I would do 8 years old.
Okay. I think Sophie's first concert, I think she was 4. We took her to Gwen Stefani and she loved it. She absolutely loved it. She had like the headphones on and everything.
Oh my gosh. Was there a meet and greet beforehand?
Yeah.
I was there for the meet and greet.
Yeah. She actually man, I think I spoiled my kid because then after that, she thought at every concert we got to go meet the artist that was performing.
Before the show.
No, that was a one-time thing.
I remember that night.
Well, anyway, Doja Cat, she's speaking out and she's telling fans, stop bringing your kids to my concerts. She's known for having some kind of X-rated material at her shows. So she's telling her fans, leave your kids at home. She took to X and she scolded parents saying she doesn't know what they are thinking considering what she raps about. And she said, leave your mistake at home.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I would take my young child to a Doja Cat concert.
Wait, I do think it is objective, too, of what concert you're going to. My first concert, I was 10. I think it was the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson or something like that when I was 10 years old. Maybe I was 11 years old. I think NSYNC at age 8 works. NSYNC has a younger fan base. I think age 8 at Doja Cat is way too young.
Yeah, I mean, I would even consider, you know, 12 to 15, a little young for Doja Cat. We were at, it was Day in Vegas and she was performing here. And we actually had both of our daughters. The four of us went to Day in Vegas. And this was before, like she had hits, but she wasn't as huge as she is now. And at certain points I was like, oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed about what she's singing about right now. I think it kind of went over their heads because it was so loud and stuff. But yeah, that was definitely definitely something I was like, okay, noted, got you. Let's see. Finally, this morning, I don't know if you saw this story. It's sad, but it has a happy ending. This couple in Utah, they are really happy because they just got reunited with their cat. The cat's name is Galena. Disappeared 2 weeks ago, mysteriously. Had no idea where she went. They looked all over for her, put up signs in the neighborhood. It turns out, though, that Galena did not run away. The couple shipped her to Amazon.
Huh? How'd this happen?
So the cat loves hiding in boxes, and she was inside of a box of work boots that they packed up and dropped off to return to Amazon.
I don't buy it. How they not? The cat wouldn't move when he picked up the box. They noticed the weight. Boots weigh next amount of it.
Boots are pretty heavy. I mean, a cat might, depending on how big the cat is, I could see it happening.
No way. Negligent on these owners. That's a fact. Because, well, you know, you're never going to weigh a certain weight and the box is going to be heavy and the cat's going to make a noise or something.
Sometimes you're just not thinking. I don't know. I think this is terrible. The cat was in the box for 6 days without food, without water, before an Amazon employee named Brandy discovered her, immediately started taking care of the cat, took her to the vet, scanned her microchip. Galena's owner, Carrie Clark, says she was absolutely stunned to get a call that Galena had traveled from Utah to California. It took them like a little time to process what happened. They went to California to get her. Thankfully, she's recovering. No serious issues. Although it's very good she was found when she was. Obviously, some lucky breaks in the story led to this happy ending. She was in a big box. They weren't just shipping one pair of boots. There were 5 pairs inside because they were doing that Amazon try before you buy program.
Oh, which is great. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was a huge box. Okay. 5 pairs of boots in there. Also, the weather wasn't too hot or too cold. And the box was partially open at one seam. So that gave the cat enough air to breathe.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Can you believe it? Luckily, home safe. If I'm the Amazon worker, though, man, I deserve a raise for doing that.
Went above and beyond.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We are back. Steph, you had a question about sports and sports parents, or what is it?
Yeah, I have a question. Is there like a secret rivalry between sports moms? The reason why I ask is every day James and I will go to the park, we're walking Momo, and there's tons of sports practices going on. And the feeling I get when I pass by like the soccer moms or the football moms, it feels really tense. And I don't know if it's just me or maybe it's just the energy walking by. Maybe they're just really into their kids' practice, but I just feel a lot of tension. They even have like very elaborate setups where like their chairs are the high-end Costco ones. I'm talking about the ones that have like a little sunshade over their head. And in the soccer practices, they have those really long benches. You know, they cost like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I even feel like their rivalry between their setups is like, I gotta get the best setup. I gotta get the best merch. Is that just me, or is that just me as a just overthinking, looking at a quick second of a practice and feeling that there's nothing to be said? It's just, it is what it is.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Sports mom, 702-364-9400. I never felt like a rivalry in terms of like having the best chairs or having the best setup at all. Like literally, that's like the last thing on my mind. We do buy those chairs. Like I have the Costco ones that we got that says UNLV on them, and they're nice, and they got the drink holder and this and that. And some people have some really nice setups. Like they'll bring, it depends on the sport though too. When my daughters played softball, some people would bring like a heater when they were playing in the cold fall and winter months, and I was always like, wow, that's smart. I want to get that. It's more of like getting ideas, less rivalry, like brilliant idea, lady, or like, oh wow, did you see they had umbrellas to put on their chairs? We got to get some umbrellas. Those are awesome. I love that idea.
Are they kind of bragging with each other with, look what I have and you don't have? Oh, I've got the fancy chair with the sunshade and the fan on it, and you just got your little pad that you put on top of the bench. Are they bragging at all between each other?
No, I mean, I don't. I never had anyone bragging about anything that they had. Like I said, maybe you'll notice it for an idea. But I don't know. That could have just been me with the, you know, volleyball moms. It's sometimes you have to bring your chair. I bring in the same chairs, the same UNLV chairs. But you don't need as much of a setup. Roman, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what do you think? We're talking like sports parent rivalries here.
Yep, and I know I'm definitely not a sports mom myself, but I've been around, I've been playing Little League and college, you know, high school baseball throughout my life, and I definitely think there's a rivalry going on, no doubt about it, so I'm with Steph on this. I think there are just a few parents, not everybody, definitely not everybody, but there are a few parents out there that goes back to the white SUV mom and black mom kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I can see it. I guess I just never really noticed it, but if it might be there. Thanks for calling, Roman. Let's talk to Marie. Marie, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning.
Is there a rivalry with the moms or just parents in general?
I personally don't really care about that stuff, but I have seen moms get kind of crazy. Like, our team has like a Raider canopy and they have like the matching bench for the kids. But honestly, I don't really care.
It's just like whatever to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. What sport does your kid play?
My son plays soccer.
Soccer. Okay. This would be a perfect time to ask that question. Can you stay on the phone, Marie? Because JC has a question he wants to ask you.
Yeah, there's an observation that I've made. And also looking back when I played sports in high school, and I don't want to stereotype people, but I made an observation. It might upset some people, but I don't want to be judged on my observation.
Oh.
It involves sports parents, sports moms.
Okay.
Can I bring it up next and see if maybe anyone... I'll feel validated if anyone agrees with me.
If you are a sports parent, does it have to just be moms or can it be dads too?
You know, my observation is focused more on moms, so
okay.
It probably does transcend into dads.
Well, maybe dads have a take on it too. So if you're a sports parent, can you call us up at 702-364-9400? There's an observation that JC wants to run by all of you, and we'll do that next on Mix 94.1.
Things that I've got.
Mix 94.1. Marie, thank you so much for holding. We have a situation here. JC has an observation, and you and I are both sports moms. I'm a volleyball mom. What are you? You're a soccer mom?
Yeah, my son plays soccer, and then my daughter is actually in cheer.
Okay, and a cheer mom.
Okay.
So what is your observation about sports moms?
Well, I don't like to use stereotypes, but I made an observation, and it started with football moms. I feel like sport moms fall into certain categories, and with football moms all kind of have this general theme going. Football moms, life of the party. Football moms, very vocal, outgoing. They're screaming during the games. Football moms, over the top proud of their kids. I think all moms are proud, but football moms... they wear pins with their kids' faces on them. Just very over the top pride when it comes to their children.
So are you saying that moms, you can tell what sport a mom is, like what sport her kid plays based on how she looks?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Do you think that soccer moms have a look? Because we have a soccer mom here on the line. Marie is.
I think soccer moms are very political as well.
Political?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Soccer moms are not afraid to talk politics. Soccer moms would, let me see here, wear hats too as well when they go to watch their kids play.
Do you feel like that's you, Marie?
No, I'm not really political, but I agree with the football moms because my son actually used to play flag football also, and they were pretty crazy.
Oh, interesting. Okay, thanks, Marie. Let's talk to Jennifer here. Jennifer, do you think that you could tell what sport a kid plays based on what their mom looks like?
I would say that for soccer, it would probably be like a cap, like a baseball cap, crossbody, and like those biker shorts style.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I do. Here's the thing, Jennifer. I can tell, JC, I think you might be onto something. I can tell a swim mom. If a mom has a kid on a swim team, I can tell a swim mom, like right off the bat.
What's the look? What's the trigger?
they're kind of like natural. Like they don't wear a ton of makeup. They wear flip flops. They wear like kind of baggy jeans. Do you agree, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of earthy, maybe?
Yeah, but like in a good way. It's like a natural look. Mm-hmm. I like it. And then now the more I think about it, I literally am dressed like a volleyball mom today. I have, there's a volleyball mom uniform. And that is, I'm wearing a baggy sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing leggings. I'm wearing the pulled up socks because we don't wear ankle socks, volleyball moms. We wear pulled up socks and sneakers. This is literally the volleyball mom uniform. I see every mom wearing this. There's two of them. There's either my uniform that I'm wearing right now or the volleyball moms that are like fancy. And they come in and they're wearing like their designer jeans and they're really pretty clothes and their designer handbag. I've got my crossbody bum bag, but this is the volleyball mom uniform. I'm wearing it.
I do. And we went to the Vegas Thrill when you were auditioning for the team back at the beginning of the season, and there were so many clubs and teams there, and I saw a lot of volleyball moms. I do feel like when I think of a volleyball mom, the one you were talking about, you're ready to go at any moment. Can you come in and play with us? Like, almost like you're ready to jump there on the court. Like, oh, you need someone to jump in and play?
Because a lot of us have played.
Yes.
We're like, yeah.
So what,
do you want me to warm you up? I'll warm you up.
I'll step in there.
Corinne, are you a swim mom?
No, my kids are too little still, but I was a swimmer in high school.
Okay.
And you are spot on about the swim moms. And, like, just to add to it, like, they always had a high bun, just like we did, you know, to put in the swim cap.
Yep.
And then when you get out of the pool, you have to wear a parka. And, like, the moms always wore the parka, too.
Because they were cold by the pool, so they wore your parka.
Right, exactly, exactly. You could spot them, but they blended in with us, with the team. It was pretty funny.
That is so funny. What a good observation. Thank you, Corinne. Let's talk to Anita. Anita, what sport does your kid play?
They play soccer.
Okay, so do you agree with the soccer mom assessment? Do you like to talk politics like JC has observed?
Who are you voting for?
We don't really talk about politics, but definitely there is, the Lululemon leggings and the Lululemon belt bag, sunglasses. Not everybody wears a cap, but typically the moms are like, oh, did you get the new Lululemon bag? Because I got three if anybody wants one.
The fanciest, though, of all the sports moms, baseball.
Oh.
The baseball moms are so fancy. I look at them and I'm like, okay, did you just walk out of Vogue magazine? Like, what is going on here?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant is Jenna. Jenna, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Really good. We have Heads Up right now for you. You get to play Up for Grabs Dane Cook tickets. He's going on his new flavor tour. He'll be at the Pearl Concert Theater. Your tickets right now if you win. Pick a category. Do you want to go with leafy greens, moth to a flame, may the fourth be with you, Kentucky Derby, or Tangled?
Oh, okay, let's do Tangled.
Tangled it is. Hairstyle Appreciation Day is tomorrow. These are all things that are associated with your hair, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Jenna, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win, and you start now.
To get out the tangles, you're going to use one of these.
Brush.
Yes. When I want to clean my hair, I use some of this.
Shampoo.
Yes. You could do like a French one. You could do a regular. This is, you would wear, it's an accessory in your hair to keep it out of your face. You put on
a hair tie, a bow, a headband.
Yes, a headband. When your color starts to fade, it turns this color.
Great.
Yes. I want to put my hair up and back in a high what?
Ponytail.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Jenna, you were awesome on that. No hesitation whatsoever. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jenna, you're all set with tickets to go see Dane Cook. This is Friday, August 30th at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. And we'll have these tickets for you to see Dane Cook all week long with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. I've been waiting for this moment since 5:30 when we first brought this up. Are we going to get into this next?
Yes, coming up
next. I can't figure this out.
I got such an amazing birthday gift, and there's a whole story behind how I got it from my friends this weekend. When I opened it, I was like almost brought to tears. I couldn't believe it. So I'll reveal what it is, and you got to hear the story on how it came to be. It's crazy. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So my birthday was last Monday, and your birthday falling on a Monday is just so awkward. It's like, do you celebrate the weekend before? It's not really your birthday. The weekend after, it's like almost a week later, but that's what we did. And it was just small. It was my family, and it was a couple of our friends. Like, you know, it just, I wasn't going to make a big deal out of it. So on Saturday night, we went out to dinner. We met our friends at one of our favorite restaurants. And we get there and they're already there. They have us in this little private area for dinner. So excited. And I walk in and there's, you know, there's a gift there and there's a bottle of wine, and I'm like, oh, how sweet. They brought me a gift and a bottle of wine. Just get ready to have a real nice dinner. And they are adamant when I get there, including my husband, Matt. Everyone's like, open your gift. Open your gift. Like, the pressure to open it at that moment was on. Like, I couldn't figure it out. Why were they, like, pressuring
me? We couldn't wait till after dinner. Yeah. Have some wine. Let the night flow. Let's save the gift for later. Something to look forward to. Let's enjoy the conversation of each other.
Everyone was like, open your gifts. So I go over. Like, I think I still have my jacket on. My purse is on. I'm like, okay. So there's a bottle of wine. It's a very nice bottle. I was like, oh, my gosh. And they're like, we're drinking that tonight. I was like, all right. Yeah, all right. And they're like, open the box. So I open up the box. And I couldn't believe what I saw. I just posted a video of the reveal on my Instagram at Ms. Mertz, but it was a Vegas Golden Knights jersey.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't want
that? Absolutely.
But I saw writing on it, and I'm looking at it like, does that say what I think it says? And I'm going to bring my husband on, because there's a whole story behind it. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. So I open it, and it's an Alec Martinez jersey.
Your cousin.
My cousin. I always joke he's my cousin. And I open it. I see the name Martinez. I see on the number, it says, Happy birthday, cousin.
I'm looking at the video right now as you explain that. It is signed right there. There it is, right there on the two and the three.
It literally says happy birthday, cousin on it, and then his signature. And they're like, you wouldn't believe the story behind that.
How do you get something like this?
So, Matt, you tell the story, like how this happened. It's so funny.
Operation Cousin, it was called. And two of our friends, they said, hey, we want to get Mercedes' jersey signed. And at first it was Stone. And I'm like, no, that's not too Stone. And I said, Martinez would be better. We'll call it Operation Cousin. And they're like, okay. And then it came down to how they were going to get it. And I thought she was going to pick it up. And I'm thinking, okay, she can't come to the front door because the doorbell cam will pick her up. And then it'll notify Mercedes on her phone. I'm like, that's not working. So I'm like, okay, can you pull up next to the light pole that's next door? And we'll go from there. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. The guard's going to call, so we can't do that because then it's going to show up on caller ID. So then I had to call the guard and said, hey, let so-and-so in as they pull in, so that way it doesn't show up on that. And then they finally showed up, and I actually went in the closet and grabbed your jersey off the hanger. And then they pulled up across the street at the neighbor's house, so nothing was on camera, so you'd never know.
They had to literally hide because I could see everything.
Wait,
on
Alec
our camera.
Martinez came in your neighborhood to sign the jersey?
No, my friends. It's my jersey.
Yes.
But they took it. They took to get it signed by Alec
Martinez. I thought he bought a new jersey. So, so step one is take Mercedes' jersey out of the house and get it to your friends.
Without noticing
on
the camera.
Hawkeye. That's a miracle right there, Matt. Are you kidding me? So your friends get the jersey. Then how do you get it signed?
So my girlfriend, her friend is engaged to one of their trainers. So they had to do the drop off, one of the Golden Knights trainers. They had to do the drop off to him. He's like, now who am I getting this? Like, what are we doing here? Explain to him that it was my birthday. Took it to Alec. Alec's like, oh, yeah, I'll sign it. No problem. They're like, can you write happy birthday, cousin? He's like, oh, is it for Mercedes? And so he wrote it on there. They did the transfer back, and then they had to get it back in the house without me noticing. Like, it was a whole, like you said, Operation Cousin that they had to go through.
100%. I even had to go through a different garage door. You didn't see me carry the thing out.
Matt, when did you get the whole thing signed? Was it a couple weeks ago, or did it just go down last week?
No, so last Saturday is how it all went down. Mercedes went to go get her hair done. So I'm like, oh, my God, this is perfect. So she was having her hair done at 10. We planned for the pickup at 10:15. So I knew she'd be leaving a little bit earlier than 10 to go get her hair done. So I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, oh, damn, I can't go out the one garage door because once it goes up, it notifies, and there's a camera that goes with that. And then we got cameras on the driveway.
I get all the notifications. They never appeared on camera. I got nothing. I had no clue this was happening.
Oh, that's
amazing. It was the whole thing.
I just watched the video. It is so sweet, too. At one point, did you think about putting a dummy Martinez jersey in the closet in case you were looking for it? Like, where's my Martinez jersey?
I know. I did ask, hey, are we going to try to go to the game this week? Weekend.
Yes.
And he's like,
oh, God.
Because I would have worn that jersey and it would have been gone. And I wouldn't have noticed, or I would have definitely noticed. But I think Steph just also posted the video. Just so you know, it's from Alec Martinez. It's from my friends who did it.
Who got it done.
Yes,
yeah, but he signed it, though.
But
that
he did
cool.
sign
yeah,
it. Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah, so I was so excited about that. I was like on the verge of tears.
Matt, you could be a spy getting that past Mercedes, man. That's not easy to do.
My eyes are always open.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Emma Stone, the actress, would like us to start calling her by her real name. And her name is not Emma. Another SAG-AFTRA actress is using her name right now. And when she first registered, they were like, sorry, you can't be Emily Stone. That's her real name. It's Emily. And she was doing an interview the other day and she said, I would just like to now be called Emily. Everyone calls her M, which is easier, but fans are always calling her Emma. And she says sometimes it's really hard for her to respond to because she's just, that's not her name. She's going by another name. name. So are we going to start calling her Emily Stone now?
I guess, that's what she wants, I guess. But you hear these things. People get in the business and they got to change things or add like a Michael B. Jordan. You got to add the B because there's already a Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And the name just sticks. What surprises me is it took Emma Stone so long to finally come out and say, hey, my real name is Emily, not Emma.
I saw an interview. I want to say it was with her and Mark Ruffalo. And he in the interview, he made a comment and he was like, yeah, and then Emily, da, da, da. And she's like, oh, people don't know that's my name. And he's like, that's right.
Oh,
and he called her Emily in it. And she's like, yeah, that's my real name. And everyone's like, oh, wow. She goes, everyone that knows me calls me Emily, but everyone else says Emma. So would you at any point want people, instead of calling you JC, to call you Jorge?
I'm cool with either one. I do have a group of friends that do call me Jorge, and I respond to it and answer to it. I still introduce myself as JC, but there are friends that call me Jorge, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? They just prefer saying Jorge over JC, and it works for me. Either one works for me.
My family, they all call me my name, but the Spanish way, Mercedes. And so I have one of our coworkers that she's Hispanic, so she says Mercedes, and it always warms my heart. I feel like a part of my family is with me.
Say it the way,
like,
yeah.
Mercedes, can you go do this? I'm like, yes, of course. What else do you need? I love it.
But it'll be like me then coming out and saying, hey, moving forward, I want to drop the initials and I want to be known as Jorge.
Oh, wait, what?
Like with Emma Stone going, my real name is Emily. But like me coming out and making a statement like that, saying,
yeah,
hey,
like,
yeah,
I'm just going to be Jorge.
I'm
from
done
now
with JC.
Yes.
Call me Jorge. And that's, I think it'd be an adjustment for a lot of people to switch like that.
I think it would be an adjustment for you to have everyone just referring to you like that as, you know, people that never referred to you that way.
It comes
that
out of the blue, like, wait, who?
Weird.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this latest scam to watch out for, the Can You Hear Me scam?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. So here's your warning. This Can You Hear Me scam is going around. You have to be really careful because what happens is the caller asks that or a similar question to try to get the word yes out of you. And they may be keeping you on the line by pretending to be like a government official or a bank rep, or they may drop off after you say yes. And what the scammers are now doing is they use your response, since they record it, to charge stuff to your phone or even elsewhere. So far, though, there aren't any reports of people losing money. However, obviously never give out financial or personal information over the phone, even if you think you know who's calling. But if someone calls you and they say, hey, can you hear me? Don't say yes. Just either hang up or be like, who is this? No, I cannot hear you.
Yeah,
and
you
have no permission to use any of my voice recordings.
Because they're also then finding out this is a valid phone number that someone does own. This is really Mercedes' phone number. She picked up, and now we have her saying yes, and now I'm going to call and get all your information by having you say yes.
What's funny is I never answer my phone. Unless it's my mom, I will not answer my phone. There's
Same.
Just no way. Actually, you called me not too long ago. And no, I was in the bathroom when you called.
Yeah, I didn't leave a message, did I?
No, you didn't.
I
was so, I was like, dang it. You better call me back.
Because I figured you would see the missed call and know that I called you, and either, I think I sent a text message after that.
Yeah, and then you are like, we could talk tomorrow. I'm like, no, we cannot. We are talking right now.
This
you
is
call
too
me
good.
Right now.
Hey, coming up, we've got Jerk or Justified in a situation that Dennis is in, and it has to do with something that happened with his parents. His mom cheated on his dad, and he's having a hard time forgiving her, and he wants to know if he's being a jerk in this situation. We'll explain coming up in about 10 minutes.
Mix 94.1. It is Monday, and that means it is time for you to be the judge. It's time for Jerk or Justify. Let us know what you think here at 702-364-9400. And not only that, if you have an issue you want us to tackle on Jerk or Justify, you can always shoot us an email or message us on social media, Mercedes in the Morning, or go to our website, mix941.fm.
This is from Dennis, and I'll jump right into it. Dennis writes, last December, my mother left my father for a man much younger than her. Understandably, this was a shock for our family, and while I've tried to be supportive of my mother's happiness, there's one aspect I'm struggling with. My mother is eager for me to meet her new partner, but I've been hesitant and, I admit, outright refused. My wife, Erica, believes I'm being unreasonable. She says that if I want to maintain a positive relationship with my mother, I should be open to meeting this man. I know that Erica wants harmony within the family, and my mother's happiness is important to me. However, I can't shake this feeling of discomfort and unease about this situation. My father is now just coming to terms with the situation, but I can see that he is still heartbroken. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this matter. Should I set aside my issues and meet my mother's partner for the sake of family unity? Would I be justified in maintaining my boundaries on this issue? Signed, Dennis.
Oh, mom's got a new boyfriend. Dang. That's got to be tough. There's so many different layers to it, really, that I don't know if there's like a yes or no, right or wrong kind of answer with something like that. What do you think?
Mom leaves dad. What, was it an affair? We don't know. Leaves dad for a much younger man back in December. And mom wants me to meet this man in, what, May this week? Uh-uh. Not doing it. Sorry, mom. I'll meet mom. I'll still talk to mom. I'll be friendly with mom. It's going to take some time for me to get past that whole thing and then meet this new man? No, I think you're fine, Dennis, holding on. Still be loving of your mom and supportive of mom, but I'm not ready to meet this dude. No way.
Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I think he is justified, quite honestly. You're allowed to feel the way you feel. I think it's just important for him to tell his mom, hey, I am supportive of you. I'm here for you, but I too need time to come to terms with this before moving on with this new person.
Yeah, like I hate to be selfish about it and make it about me, but I would be the same way. I'm like, I just don't think I feel comfortable. Like, I want to support my mom, but I would need to process that. That would be a really big step to take for me, you know?
Yeah, I don't need your new boyfriend, Stan. I'm sorry, no.
I'm not so aggressive like you.
Oh,
like,
I'm fired
so
up.
Angry. I'm more like, look, I want to support you, but I'm having a hard time with this. And again, not trying to make it about me, but I have a lot of different feelings going on right here with that. Summer, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I honestly do feel it's a little justified, just because, you know, he has his own boundaries and, like, he definitely has his own sense of betrayal. And I think it's, like, up to him to decide whether or not he wants to pursue that relationship or, you know, and when he wants to decide. You know, it's not, like, his mom's place to decide if he wants to, like, develop a relationship with the new partner or, like, work on bettering the relationship with his mom.
Yeah, like, you're not 5 years old where you have to do what your mom says.
Yeah.
Once you're an adult, all bets are off. I'm going to do what I want to do in this situation. Let's look at some of your comments here on social media. You can follow us at Mercedes in the AM. Kristen says, I don't think you're a jerk at all. You need to give yourself some time and don't let your mother pressure you into meeting him until you are ready. Shiloh says, boundaries are always justified. There are also not walls and can be adjusted per your comfort. I love that. Yeah, adjusted to your comfort. Let's talk to Soshi. Soshi, good morning. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
I think he's justified. As I mentioned, you know, we have to take into perspective his mother left his father for a younger man. So she left the relationship she was in to build another relationship with this person. Now, if she would have been single and they would have been separated, it would have been a little bit different and a little bit easier to absorb. But she left her husband for another man. So he's justified.
Yeah, and there's going to be some bad feelings on that, too. You know, you don't know what happened with mom and dad, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, unless he does get to that point. However long it takes, it is going to be a weird meeting. Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
How much younger? Are we talking same age? Because then that's real weird.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're younger than me. Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah, exactly.
Dennis, keep us posted. We love getting your situations for Jerk or Justified, and we love the updates. If you have an update, please let us know how things go, and you can send your information to mix941.fm. Space 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us here on a Monday. Hope it is a great one for you. Thank you for being a part of ours. We will be back tomorrow. A lot going on, including more tickets for you to see Justin Timberlake. That's happening 7:30 tomorrow morning with the Mega Minute. So be here for that. Also, we'll have a little discussion on something that you may notice around a certain time of the year. Is it petty or is it not petty? I can't wait to talk about pettiness. It's going to be great. We'll do that right around 7 tomorrow morning, so be listening for that. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
This morning we got this very interesting question.
Do giraffes make a sound?
Why don't we all predict what a giraffe would sound like? So, Mercedes, what do you think a giraffe sounds like?
Let me think here. That's what I think a giraffe sounds like.
See, I would go lower.
Okay. Let's find out. What does a giraffe sound like? Here we go.
I can't tell what's closer, you or me.
It wasn't as deep as yours. But I will say I kind of sound like that when I'm in the bathroom and I run out of toilet paper and there's none left. And I'm like,
Where's Mercedes? Okay, that's the real one. And then here's the...
I get so mad. I'm like,
Well, that'll do it for show number 2049 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.